Welcome to lesson number 4 on the subject of divine healing.
Wilujeng Sumping dina pangajaran nu kaopat ngeunaan kawarasan ilahi.
We've covered many important scriptures along this line so far.
Pangparantos diajar seueur ayat Alkitab anu penting ngeunaan hal eta.
Today we're going to be looking at some scriptures from John's Gospel in the 3rd chapter.
Dan ieu urang bakal ningali sabeberapa ayat dina Injil Yohanes pasal 3.
They are verses that most Christians have heard many times.
Ayat-ayat nu seueurna urang Kristen parantos ngadangu.
They're filled with marvelous promises.
Ayat-ayat ieu isina janji-janji nu luar biasa.
And I just pray that you have an open heart to receive all that God has for you as we study.
Dina doa supaya saderek muka hate kanggo nampi sadaya nu Allah sayogikeun ka saderek.
So look with me in your Bible in John's Gospel chapter 3 verses 14 through 17.
Nah saderek kersa ningali sasarengan dina kitab suci Injil Yohanes pasal 3 ayat 17.
In verse 14 it says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up."
In ayat 14 jeung sakumaha orayan tamaga tea nu ku Musa ditanjirkeun dina sagara kikisik, kitu kene putra manusa oge kudu dijungjung.
That whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
Bayang jalma anu percaya ka anjeunna ginanyar hirup abdi.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Sebab dunia teh pohara nu mikasih naka ku Allah, nepi ka putra tunggal nu ge dipasrakeun supaya singsa anu percaya ka anjeunna ulah nepi ka cilaka sabalikna tina muhirup.
For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Pangalang utus putrana ka alam dunia ku kuputraanna maksadna salamat.
In these verses, Jesus is talking to a religious leader named Nicodemus.
In ayat-ayat ieu, Yesus nyarios ka urang pimpinan agama nu namina Nicodemus.
He is talking to him about how he is going to redeem the world by going to the cross.
Jenanu nyarios ka anjeunna ngeunaan kumaha anjeunna bakal nebus dunya ku cara maut di salib.
Jesus says some very important things that we must understand here.
Yesus nyarioskeun sabaraha hal anu penting pisan nu kedah diperhatoskeun.
In verse 14, he mentions something that Moses did in the wilderness.
In ayat 14, anjeunna nyebutkeun hiji hal man Musa pidamel di padang pasir.
He said Moses made a serpent of brass and lifted up high upon a pole.
Anjeunna nyarios Musa ngadamel orai tina tamaga sareng ngaluhurkeun di luhureun tiang.
Jesus compares his coming crucifixion to what Moses did in the wilderness.
Jesus ngabandingkeun panyalibanana bakal sumping sareng naon ku Musa dipidamel di padang pasir.
The serpent on the pole was a type of Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross.
Orai di luhureun tiangnya eta conto Yesus Kristus di luhureun kai palang dina salib di Bukit Calvary.
We're going to be talking about that in detail in this lesson.
Urang bakal nyarios ngeunaan hal eta secara rinci dina pelajaran ieu.
I want you to notice several important things with me from these verses.
Hayang sadayak memperhatikeun sababaraha hal penting sareng abdi dina ieu.
Jesus said in verse 15 and 16 that this eternal life was for whosoever.
Yesus nyarios dina ayat 15 sareng 16 jeung hirup langgeng nyata kanggo sadaya jalmi.
He said whoever believes could have eternal life.
Anjeunna nyarios satiap jalmi anu percaya tiasa gaduh hirup nu langgeng.
It's something that God wants for all people.
Nya ieu alam mikahoyong sadayana jalma.
This word for eternal life is the Greek word zoe.
Kata kanggo hirup langgeng dina basa Yunani zoe.
It literally means the life of God.
Cara harafiah artosna kahirupan Allah.
Life as God has it.
Hirup sapertos Allah ngagaduhan hirup eta.
When a person believes in Jesus Christ, they receive the life of God.
Waktu saurang percantan ka Yesus Kristus maranena nampi kahirupan Allah.
It is not just refer to the life after this in heaven.
Itu mung ngacu ka kahirupan di surga.
When I believe in Christ, God's life comes into me and makes me a new creature.
Waktu abdi percantan ka Kristus, kahirupan Allah lebet di diri abdi, sareng ngajanten abdi ciptaan enggal.
The Bible says if any man is in Christ, he is a new person inside.
Kitab suci nyarioskeun saanu aya di lebet Kristus, di lebet hatena anjeunna nyata ciptaan enggal.
That life of God literally comes in and recreates our spirit.
Secara harafiah kahirupan Allah lebet sareng nyiptakeun deui roh urang.
The life of God makes me into a child of God.
Kehidupan Allah ngajantankeun abdi saurang anak Allah.
Jesus said it is for all men and women.
Yesus nyarios kieu kanggo sadaya istri sareng pamegat.
For whoever believes.
Kanggo setiap jalma nu percanten.
Men and women that have not yet believed in Jesus do not have God's life.
Pamegat sareng istri nu tacan percanten ka Yesus teu ngagaduhun kehidupan Allah.
They've not yet been born again.
Maranehna teu acan dibabarkeun deui.
It is a work of God's Spirit.
Ieu padamelan Roh Allah.
But as Jesus talks about receiving eternal life,
namung sapertos Yesus nyeroskeun ngeunaan nampi hirup langgeng,
that it is for all people,
eta kanggo sadayana jalmi,
we must realize that that life of God does more than change our spirit.
Urang kada sadar yen kahirupan Allah langkung tibatan ngarobih roh urang.
The same life of God that makes me a new person in Christ.
Hirup Ti Allah ngajantenkeun abdi hiji ciptaan enggal di lebet Kristus.
Is the same life that can flow into my physical body and bring healing.
Hirup sami nu Ti Allah ngalir ka lebet awak jasmani abdi sareng ngadatangkeun kawarasan.
When Jesus walked this earth and healed individuals that were sick.
Atos Yesus mapa di dunya ieu lah jeung ngadamangkeun pribadi-pribadi teu damang.
He healed them through an impartation of God's life.
Anjeunna ngadamangkeun ngalangkuan impartasi jumenengan Allah.
The life of God drives out death.
Jumenengan Allah nyingkahan maut.
And this life of God can affect our physical body.
Jumenengan Allah mangaruhan badan jasmani urang.
The Bible says something in Romans chapter 8 that's quite interesting.
Kitab suci nyeroskeun dina Roma pasal 8.
It says that if the Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead,
diwaratoskeun upami Roh Allah ngagugahkeun Yesus tina maut.
If that Holy Spirit dwells in you, that same Holy Spirit will give life to your physical body. It's the same life spoken of here. The life of God. I am a Christian and I have God's Spirit dwelling in me.
Abdi Kristen nu ngagaduhan Roh Allah nu ngancik.
God's Spirit can also bring life to my mortal body.
Roh Allah masihan hirup kana badan abdi nu fana.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 it says something interesting.
Dina 2 Korintus pasal 4.
In verse 11 it says that the life of God or the life of Jesus,
ayat 4 nyarioskeun jumenengna Allah tanapi Yesus,
might be made manifest in my mortal flesh.
Ngawujud dina badan urang.
I mention those verses for a very important reason.
Karena disebut ayat-ayat itu kanggo alasan penting.
That the life of God cannot only affect my spirit.
Yen jumeneng Allah sanes mung mangaruhan roh abdi.
But it can potentially affect my body as well.
Secara potensial mangaruhan badan abdi.
I want to tie that in with healing.
Abdi hoyong aya pakaitna sareng kawarasan.
Jesus was definitely including that when he talked about men and women receiving eternal life.
Yesus pasti ngalebetkeunana waktos nyarios perkawis pria sareng wanita nu kahirupna langgeng.
Look with me again in John chapter 3 verse 17.
Ngali dina Yohanes 3 ayat 17.
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Pangna Allah ngutus putrana ka dunya. Kelain arek ngahukum tapi keur nyelametkeun.
This says that God is not mad at the world but he wants the world saved.
Allah teu bendu ka dunya tapi hoyong nyelametkeun.
If you were with us in our last lesson we did a study about a word sozo.
Dina pengajaran anu kalangkung urang diajar kecap sozo.
It's the word translated salvation in the New Testament.
Yetenu hartosna kaslametan dina perjanjian anyar.
And we found from looking at verse after verse after verse.
Mendakanana maca ayat-ayat sababaraha kali.
That same word was translated as healing and made whole.
Kecap anu sami hartosna sareng ngawaraskeun sarta sampurna.
That's the same word used here in verse 17.
Kecap anu sami ieu digunakeun dina ayat 17.
The point is, Jesus' sacrifice did not just purchase forgiveness.
Nu ditegaskeun pengorbanan Yesus sanes mayar pangampunan.
It also purchased healing.
Yoge sanes mayar kawarasan.
Someone says, then why isn't everyone healed the same way that people are saved when they call upon Jesus?
Jalmanya rios tapi nahan teu sadaya jalmi didamangkeun naha jalma rea diselametkeun waktos nyambat Yesus.
Some people are.
Para orang diselamatkan.
But there's a key here in these verses that tell us.
Ayat kunci di dia di ayat-ayat masih terang ke orang.
Jesus said, "Whoever believes."
Yesus ngandika setiap jalma nu percaya.
Can receive this eternal life.
Biasa nampi hidup langgeng.
Many have believed in Him as the Savior from sin.
Kerum percantan kanjengnya salahku juru selamat tina dosa.
And they have received eternal life into their spirit.
Marane nang agaduhan hirup langgeng di lebet roh maranehna.
But that's all that they have been taught.
Mung ieu diajarkeun ka maranehna.
They've never been taught to believe in Him as their Lord.
Maranehna teu pernah diajar ngau percantan ka anjeunna salawasna.
Jesus tells us something that we should be declaring about His redemption.
Yesus masih antrang ka urang anu ku urang sakedana ngumumkeun ngeunaan penebusanna.
In verse 14 again he talked about Moses lifting up the serpent on the pole.
Di ayat 14 anjeunna ngandika ngeunaan Musa anu ngaluhurkeun orang dina tihang.
He compared his own crucifixion to that act that Moses did.
Anjeunna ngabandingkeun panyalibanana salirana kana padamelan Musa.
He compares Calvary to the serpent on the pole.
Anjeunna ngabandingkeun Calvary sareng orang di luhureun tihang.
And from that thought Jesus said whoever believes will receive life.
Dina imutan eta Yesus nyarios ka satiap jalma anu percanten bakal nampi hirup.
We want to look at this type and shadow of Jesus' sacrifice.
Orang bakal ningali hiji contoh sareng bayangan tina pengorbanan Yesus.
And as we look at the serpent on the pole, we will understand what Jesus meant when he talked about receiving life.
Ningali orang di luhureun tihang orang bakal ngartos naon maksud Yesus waktu anjeunna nyarios ngeunaan nampi hirup.
It certainly had to do with receiving the forgiveness of sin.
Yeuh pasti kedah dipidamel sacara nampi pangampuran dosa.
But that it also encompassed healing for the body.
Yeuh ge ngaliputan kawarasan awak.
Look with me in the book of Numbers chapter 21.
Tingali Bilangan pasal 21.
We're going to be reading in Numbers chapter 21. Verses 4 through 9.
Bilangan 21 ayat 4 tu ke 8.
Numbers 21 beginning in verse 4.
Bilangan 21 ngawitan ti ayat 4.
Verse 4.
Ayat 4.
Now this is the story of Moses leading the children of Israel into the promised land.
Nyaya cerita Musa anu mimpin bangsa Israel ke tanah perjanjian.
They ran into several problems along the way.
Maranehna yang harapan sebarang masalah di perjalanan.
The people became very discouraged.
Jalma-jalma ieu jadi leutik hate.
Because they had to go the long way around to get to the promised land.
Maranehna kada nepu perjalanan ngurilingan ujauna ka lebet ka tanah perjanjian.
Many of God's people today become discouraged because it seems like they always have to take the long way around.
Jalma Kristen dinten ayeuna jadi leutik hate kumaha maranehna sok katingali kedah mapah muter.
They're believing God for His promises to be fulfilled.
Maranehna percayalah yen janjina bakal digenapi.
But the Bible says we need patience along with our faith.
Kitab suci nyareuskeun urang kedah sabar kana iman urang.
Some are not willing to wait.
Tabara jalma teu kersa nungguan.
When we become discouraged, we begin to say things we shouldn't say.
Urang hariwang ngawitan nyarioskeun hal-hal nu sakedana ku urang sarioskeun.
That's what happens with the children of Israel here.
Nyaya nu kajantenan di bangsa Israel.
Look with me in Numbers chapter 21 in verse 4.
Tingali Bilangan 21 ayat 4.
Then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way.
Saparantos maranehna meang ti Gunung Hor, mapah ka arah laut Teberau, kanggo ngurilingan tanah Edom bangsa eta teu tiasa deui nahan hate di tengah jalan.
And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread.
Maranehna nyarios ngalawan Allah sareng Musa. Nah maneh mimpin urang kaluar ti Mesir, supaya urang maut di padang pasir ieu, sabab di dieu teu aya roti sareng teu aya cai dahareun ieu urang geus bosen.
So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died.
Pangeran mewarang orai tedung di antara bangsa eta anu macok seueur urang Israel nu maot.
Therefore the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that He take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people.
Dongkap bangsa eta ningali Musa sareng nyarios abdi parantos ngagaduhan dosa sabab abdi ngalawan pangeran sareng anjeun ngadoa ka pangeran supaya dijauhkeun anjeun orang-orang ieu ti abdi teras Musa ngadoa.
And the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten when he looks at it shall live.
Pangeran ngadahu ka Musa, jieun orai tedung teundeun dina tihang, setiap jalma anu dipacok lamun manehna nempo bakal tetep hirup.
So Moses made a bronze serpent, put it on a pole, and so it was. If a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived.
Musa midamel orai tembaga nundena diluhureun tihang, lamun sasaurang dipacok. Orai anjeunna melong ka orai tembaga, eta anjeunna tetep hirup.
This serpent on the pole was a type of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
Orai diluhureun tihang eta hiji conto ngeunaan penyaliban Yesus Kristus.
This is what Jesus was referring to in John chapter 3.
Nah, ieu nu ku Yesus nunjukeun dina Yohanes pasal 3.
I want you to notice several things.
Abdi hayang merhatikeun sababaraha hal sareng abdi.
First it said, everyone that is bitten, if he looks, he'll live.
Hiji setiap jalma nu dipacok anjeunna melong, anjeunna bakal hirup.
It said that in verse 8, and it said it again in verse 9, that whosoever looks will live.
Dina ayat 8 dicariuskeun dina ayat 8, setiap orang melong bakal hirup.
That's just what Jesus said in John chapter 3. Whoever believes can receive life.
Nah, ieu nu ku Yesus dicariuskeun dina Yohanes pasal 3, setiap jalma nu percaya tiasa nampi hirup.
Think about me, with me, about these Israelites for a moment.
Emutan ngeunaan bangsa Israel.
Several things happened to them. They not only received forgiveness for speaking against God and against Moses. But they received healing. They were dying physically from the snake bites. And when they beheld that serpent upon the pole, they were healed. They received life into their bodies as well as being forgiven of their sin. Now, if physical healing was available in the type of Christ's crucifixion, and not through the sacrifice of
Jesus,
then the type becomes a false prophecy.
Kukituna eta contoh hiji nu buatan palsu.
Jesus knew very well the implications of his statement in John chapter 3.
Yesus terang pisan implikasi ti pernyataanana dina Yohanes pasal 3.
He knew he would not only be bearing our sin on the cross, but bearing our sickness as well.
Anjeunna terang yen anjeunna ten mung nanggung dosa urang di kai palang, tapi oge nanggung segala panyakit urang.
The Bible says in Isaiah 53 and 4 that surely he's borne our sicknesses.
Kitab suci nyeroskeun ida Yesaya 53 sareng 54, entos pasti anjeunna nanggung panyakit urang.
I want to show you a key from this that will help bring healing to your body.
Dibere nuduhkeun hiji kunci tina hal ieu anu bakal nulungan ngadatangkeun kawarasan ka awak urang.
Now remember, this has been recorded so we can look at it and learn to receive from what Jesus has done.
Dan tensing emut parantos dicatat, urang tiasa ningali sareng diajar nampi naon ku Yesus bidamel.
Moses has made this brass serpent and erected it upon a pole.
Musa parantos ngadamel orai tamaga sareng naekeunana ka luhur tiang.
Look with me at verse 8 from Numbers 21.
Tingali Bilangan 21 ayat 8.
The Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent, set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live.
Pangeran ngadawuh ka Musa, jieun eta urai tedung sarta teundeun dina hiji tihang, setiap jalma anu dipacok, lamun manehna nempo bakal tetep hirup.
It said, when he looks at it, he shall live.
Jeroskeun lamun manehna nempo bakal tetep hirup.
Just because Moses put the serpent upon the pole did not make forgiveness and healing automatic.
Margi Musa nenen orai tembaga di luhur tiang ieu teh secara otomatis ngadatangkeun pangampura jeung kawarasan.
Each person had to look individually for themselves.
Setiap jalma kudu ningali secara pribadi kanggo diri maranehna sorangan.
When he looks, he shall live.
Waktos anjeunna ningali bakal tetap hirup.
When he looks, he will receive life.
Waktu anjeunna ningali bakal nampi kahirupan.
What you are looking at,
anu sadarak pelong.
What you see,
anu kusadarak ditinggal.
has everything to do with you being healed.
Gaduhan setiap hal kanggo kawarasan saderek.
Again, look with me in verse 9.
Ingali, ayat 8.
So Moses made a bronze serpent, put it on a pole. So it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived.
Rasmusang ada melorai tambahkan nundun eta orai dihiji tiang upami saurang dipacok orai anjena ningali ka orai tambaga eta tetep bisa hirup.
When he looked, he lived.
Tos anjena ningali, anjena hirup.
God mentions it twice in two verses.
Allah nyebut hal itu dua kali di dua ayat.
The word here for looked in verse 9 is very interesting.
Kecap eta nganggo ningali dina ayat 8.
It doesn't mean to just give a casual glance and then look away.
Artosna sanes ningali sakilas lajeng teu ningali deui.
It means several things.
Aya sabaraha arti?
First, it means to look with all of your attention.
Aya saderek ningali bangun pinuh perhatian.
To not have your attention divided, it means to look at one thing and one
perhatian
thing only.
Perhatian anu kabagi-bagi, hartosna mung ningali hiji hal sareng mung ngan eta.
Secondly, it means to look with expectancy.
Kadua ningali pinuh pengharapan.
In the book of Acts, when Peter and John came to the gate of the temple,
dina kitab Kisah Rasul, waktu Petrus sareng Yohanes dongkap ka gerbang Bait Allah,
it says there was a crippled man there.
Jeruskan seorang pemegat sampana lumpuh.
And Peter said, "Look on us."
Terus Petrus ngarita tingali ka kami.
And the Bible says this.
Kitab suci Yeruskil.
That the man looked at them.
Yen jalma eta ningali maranehna.
Expecting to receive something from them.
Boga harepan bakal meunang hiji hal ti manehna.
This word look means to look with an expectation of receiving.
Kata ningali artosna ningali pinuh harepan bakal nampi.
It also means to look with a steady gaze.
Artosna ningali ku teutepan utras-terasan.
Means you continue to look and you continue to look and you continue to look and you do not stop.
Artosna saderek teras ningali saderek teliren-liren.
It also means to become absorbed in what you're looking at.
Derek oge lebet kana naon ku saderek nuju ditingali.
I have several small children.
Abdi gaduh sabeberapa murang kali.
Sometimes when they're out playing with their friends.
Kadang upami anjeun nuju arang di luar sareng rancanganna.
I'll call them and say it's time to come into the house.
Abdi gaduh teras nyarios waktu keur ka uih.
But they're so absorbed in playing, they don't hear me.
Anteng ameng lajeng maranehna teu ngabaro.
I have to call again and again.
Abdi kedang ageruan maranehna teras-terasan.
Perhaps you've come upon someone that's been reading a good book.
Kadareknya kertas saseurang anu nuju ngaos buku nu sae.
And they're absorbed in what they're reading.
Maranehna anteng sareng naon anu nuju diaos.
You say something to them and they don't even hear you.
Kadarek nyareoskeun hiji hal tapi maranehna teu ngadangu saderek.
You talk to them again.
Kadarek nyareos deui.
They look and say, "Did you say something?"
Maranehna nyareosna saderek naros.
They're absorbed in what they're reading.
Maranehna kitu antengna sareng anu nuju diaos.
That's what the word to look means.
Nya ieu hartos ningali.
These dying Israelites could not look at their snake bites and look at the serpent on the pole at the same time.
Orang Israel anu hampir maut tetiasa ningali kana pacokan orai sareng ningali orai di luhur tiang dina waktu sami.
They could not be absorbed with their problem and be absorbed with the answer at the same time.
Maranehna tetiasa anteng ka masalah sareng anteng kana waleran dina waktu sami.
Many people only think about their problems.
Jalmi nu ngemutan masalah maranehna.
God says to focus our eyes upon the answer.
Alang andika kangu mempukuskeun soca urang kana waleranna.
It's so important what you look at.
Penting pisan naon ku saderek ditingali.
It's so important what you focus on.
Penting pisan ku saderek fokus kana hijal.
These people had to make an effort to look at the brazen serpent.
Jalma kada usaha kangu ningali kana orai tambaga tea.
Then and only then did they receive life.
Uncara eta maranehna nampi hirup.
They were forgiven and healed.
Maranehna diampura sareng didamangkeun.
Many of us were saved through the same process.
Dari antara urang diselamatkeun ngalangkungan proses anu sami.
We heard someone preach about Jesus.
Urang ngadangu sasaeuran khotbah ngeunaan Yesus.
They told us how he shed his blood and washed away our
sins.
We may not have responded immediately. But we began to think about it and began to imagine. In our imagination, we saw Jesus hanging upon the cross. We became absorbed with it. Maybe we heard the message preached two or three times. As we gave the gospel our full attention, faith was born in our heart and we believed. When we called on Jesus, we expected Him to save us. One Sunday morning, I preached about Christ dying on the cross. How He'd taken the sins of the world. And a man came up to the front, weeping and weeping. He had been an alcoholic for 28 years. He gave his heart to Jesus that morning. He said, as you were preaching about Jesus on the cross, he said, I saw him there. He said, I knew it was my sin that put him there. I saw him die. I must be saved. God opened his heart.
Allah muka tena.
He was freed from alcohol.
Anjeunna dibebaskeun tina alkohol.
His life was changed.
Hirupna robih.
The same thing takes place when we're healed.
Anu sami kajantenan waktos urang didamangkeun.
We must begin to focus upon Jesus' sacrifice.
Urang kedah ngawitan fokus kana pengorbanan Yesus.
This is a key. This is central in receiving what Christ has done for us. We see Jesus suspended between heaven and earth. He's been nailed to a rough wooden cross. His body is covered in blood. They pressed the crown of thorns upon his head. The soldiers have beaten him repeatedly. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah that you almost could not recognize him. He was so disfigured from the beating. Why is he there? The sky is turning black. Jesus is crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Can you see
him?
What is happening? He's taking upon him the sins of the world. He that knew no sin was made to be sin for us. But there's more. He's actually identifying with the entire curse that came upon men.
Anjeunna diidentifikasikeun kana sadaya kutuk anu ngalanda urang.
He's also paying the price for our sickness and disease.
Anjeunna oge mayar harga kanggo sagala panyakit urang.
What he's going through is so
awful
that the only thing that can describe it is a serpent on a pole.
Mungijin tiasa nguraikeun hal ieu nyaeta oray di luhur tihang.
In the Bible, the serpent is a type of the devil.
Ina kitab suci orainya eta lambang iblis.
It's a type of the works of the devil.
Ia contoh padamelan iblis.
By Jesus dying on the cross.
Pupusna Yesus di kayu palang.
And saying it is like Moses' serpent on the pole.
Dicariuskan sapros orai nu dipamel ku Musa di luhur tiang.
It is symbolically showing us.
Secara simbolis nunjukkeun ka urang.
That everything that Satan brought upon the human race.
Ku setan dicanda ka umat manusia.
Jesus Christ is paying the price to set us free.
Yesus Kristus mayar harga kanggo ngabebaskeun urang.
In the Old Testament, Moses went to Pharaoh.
Ina perjanjian lawas Musa nepangan Firaun.
And he went into Pharaoh's court and he threw his rod down.
Anjeunna mangadap Firaun sareng ngalungkeun iteukna kana tehel.
And the rod of Moses turned into a serpent.
Iteuk Musa robih jeung keun oray.
Pharaoh called his magicians in.
Firaun ngageruan ahli sihirna.
He said, I can match that.
Anjeunna nyarios tiasa nandingan.
And his magicians threw their rods down.
Sihir ngalungkeun iteuk maranehna.
They also turned into serpents.
Iteukna oge janten oray.
They were slithering all around on the floor. But the rod of Moses that had turned into a serpent, it swallowed all of the other serpents until they were all gone. Pharaoh was amazed. There's a prophecy in Isaiah chapter
11.
And it says, there shall come forth a rod out of Jesse. It's talking about Jesus Christ. Jesus was that rod. And when he died upon the cross, he became identified with the serpent. And he swallowed up everything that Satan had thrown on the human race. He swallowed up sin. He swallowed up sickness. He swallowed up oppression. Jesus took it all for us. But you've got to see it. When you see it, the life of God is released into your spirit to bring forgiveness. In your body to bring healing. Look with me in the book of Galatians. Chapter
3.
Paul had gone into the region of Galatia.
Paulus parantos lebet ke daerah Galatia.
And he had established a church there.
Anjeuna parantos ngawangun hiji gereja di dinya.
He had preached Christ.
Anjeuna parantos khotbah ngeunaan Kristus.
And the cross of Christ.
Salib Kristus.
Writing to the Corinthians.
Paktos nyerat ka urang Korintus.
Paul said, I made the decision not to know anything when I was with you, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That was the message that Paul preached. That's what he preached to the Galatians. Look with me in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 1.
Mangatingali Galatia 13 ayat 1.
He says, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified?
Hey, jalma Galatia nu bodo, nyasaha nu geus narik manehna, pan Yesus Kristus nu parantos disalibkeun teh parantos dilukiskeun hareupeun anjeun.
I want you to notice what he said. He said, before your eyes, Jesus Christ was portrayed as
crucified.
Now, the Galatians were not there at the foot of the cross when Jesus was crucified physically. Yet Paul said it happened before their eyes. How was it portrayed before their eyes? Through Paul's preaching. He took them there as he preached the message. They saw Jesus on the cross. They were there. As Paul preached the message. The Holy Spirit opened their understanding. He opened their spiritual eyes. And they beheld the Son of God upon Calvary's cross. Covered in His own blood. Dying for the sins of the world. And Paul is writing here to the Galatians. He says, someone has come and they've preached something else to you. He said, they've painted a different picture before your eyes. He said, but when I was there, I preached Christ crucified. What kind of a picture did Paul preach? Look with me down in verse 13. Paul tells us the type of picture that he painted through his preaching. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
Kristus parantos nebus urang tina kutuk hukum toret. Kujalan jantan kutuk kumargi urang. Sabab ayah diserat kukakutukan jalmanu digantung dina kai palang.
When the Apostle Paul preached the crucifixion of Jesus,
waktu Rasul Paulus khotbahkeun ngeunaan ka panyaliban Yesus,
he told the Galatians that Christ became a curse
for you. Jadi masih terang urang Galatia yen Kristus parantos janten hiji kutuk kanggo saudara.
The curse that came upon the human race was laid upon Jesus.
Kutuk nu nimpa umat manusia parantos ditendeun di luhureun Yesus.
He totally identified with the curse.
Anjeunna sapinuhna identik sareng kutuk.
So we could go free.
Janten urang teh sadibebaskeun.
Whatever this curse of the law is,
kutuk ti hukum toret,
Christ took it for me.
Kristus nyandak kanggo abdi.
Christ took it for you.
Kristus nyandak kanggo sadere.
So that we could be free from that curse.
Jadang urang teh sadibebaskeun tina kutuk eta.
We will not take time to turn there now.
Urang teu nganggo waktos kanggo ningali hal eta ayeuna.
But in the book of Deuteronomy, it tells us what the curse of the law is.
Aya dina kitab Ulangan masih terang naon kutuk tina hukum toret.
In chapter 28 of Deuteronomy, it talks about the curse of the law.
Pasal 28 kitab Ulangan nyariuskeun ngeunaan hukum kutuk hukum toret.
God goes into great detail and tells all about the curse.
Allah masih hanseur sareng nyariuskeun sadaya ngeunaan kutuk.
There are almost 50 verses that describe the curse of the law.
Meh 50 ayat anu nguraikeun ngeunaan hukum toret.
And in many of those verses in Deuteronomy 28, it describes sickness as being a curse.
Dina seueur ayatna Ulangan 28 ieu nguraikeun panyakit salaku hiji kutuk.
Towards the end of the chapter, he says, all sickness and all disease is under the curse of the law.
Akhir cina pasal ieu anjeunna nyeureuskeun sadaya penyakit aya di handapeun kutuk hukum.
That is what Paul preached to the Galatians. Ya,
naon ku Paulus khotbahkeun ka jemaat Galatia.
The complete redemption of Jesus Christ.
Penebusan sampurna ku Yesus Kristus.
When these Galatians saw Jesus on the cross.
Waktu urang Galatia ningali Yesus di salib.
They saw him not only bearing their sin. Manehna
ningali anjeunna nu teu mung nganggung dosa manehna.
But becoming the totality of the curse for them.
Tapi sapinuhna janten kutuk kanggo maranehna.
Bearing their sicknesses.
Nanggung panyakit maranehna.
Bringing healing through the stripes on his back.
Ngadatangkeun kawarasan ngalangkungan tatu-tatu di tonggongna.
They listened to Paul preach.
Maranehna ngadangukeun khotbah Paulus.
They gave their full attention.
Maranehna masih terang perhatian pinuh.
They weren't distracted.
Maranehna teu resep kana hal sajen.
They became absorbed in what he was saying.
Maranehna resep kana naon anu ku anjeunna dicarioskeun.
They saw Jesus take that curse.
Ningali Yesus nyandak kutuk.
And nail it to his cross.
Dibakukeun na salibna.
Just like the dying
Israelites.
As they began to look at the serpent on the pole.
Mereka ngawitan ningali orai tamagad dinu tihang.
And became absorbed with it.
Sareng kaserot kalebet.
Their imagination began to work.
Bayangan mereka ngawitan ngadamel.
That serpent they saw no longer running around loose.
Orai anu mereka tinggal teung digerak.
It is now nailed to the pole.
Anjeunna orai eta dipaku di tihang.
It is immobilized.
Manehna teu gerak.
It's paralyzed.
Manehna lumpuh.
It can no longer harm them.
Teu ngabahayakeun mereka deui.
The serpent has been defeated.
Orai teh geus dielehkeun.
It is nailed to the pole.
Orai teh geus dipakukeun di tihang.
And it cannot get down.
Manehna teu bisa turun.
I can see a man swelling with poison and dying from the snake bite.
Ningali saurang pameget bengkak karena racun sareng hampir maut pedah dipacok orai.
Telling his sons, lift me up above the crowd so I can
look at
the serpent. Orang
putra angkat abdi di riungan jalma seueur eta sapados abdi tiasa ningali orai tamaga.
I see the sons lifting their father up above the crowd.
Abdi ningali putrana ngangkat bapana kaluhur seueur jalma.
And he begins to look at the serpent.
Anjeunna ngawitan ningali orai tamaga eta.
He says, don't let me down.
Anjeunna nyarios tong turunkeun deui.
I need to look at the serpent.
Abdi kedah melong kata orai.
And as he begins to look, his imagination begins to work.
Waktu anjeunna ngawitan ningali bayangan ngalayang.
Faith rises in his heart.
Iman aya di lebet hatena.
He says the serpent is conquered.
Anjeunna nyarios orai teh parantos dielehkeun.
Suddenly life begins to surge through
his body. Ujug-ujug kahirupan ngawitan nembus lebet kana awakna.
The fever leaves.
Panas ningalkeun anjeunna.
Anjeunna
nyarios ayeuna sok turunkeun.
God has restored me.
Pangeran parantos mulihkeun abdi.
I want to tell you
something. Masihan terang saderek.
That when Jesus hung upon Calvary's cross.
Waktu Yesus ngagantung dina kayu salib di Kalvari.
He conquered the devil.
Anjeunna ngelehkeun iblis.
He conquered
sickness.
He took the curse that came upon the human race.
Anjeunna nyandak kutuk nu nimpa umat manusia.
And he nailed it to the cross.
Anjeunna makukeun dina salib.
Jesus paralyzed the forces of darkness.
Yesus ngalumpukeun kakuatan kawasa poek.
He's defeated the devil.
Anjeunna ngalahkeun iblis.
And now we must take our eyes off of everything else.
Hayuna urang tong ningali deui nu sanes.
And see Jesus.
Tapi tinggali Yesus.
Don't allow yourself to become distracted.
Jangan tepkan diri sadar jantan katarik ku hal sana.
See him hanging on the cross.
Tinggali anjeun anu gantung dina salib.
For you.
Tanggung sadere.
Taking your curse.
Nyanda kutuk sadere.
It was a substitution.
Ita hiji pangganti.
I didn't deserve it.
Abi teu layak nampina.
I didn't earn it.
Abi teu usaha kangongengkeunana.
But by the grace of God.
Namung ku anugerah Allah.
Jesus willingly came.
Yesus kersa sumping.
And he took the curse for me.
Anjeuna nyandak kutuk eta kanggo abdi.
He willingly took the curse.
Anjeuna yang nyandak kutuk eta.
There's nothing that we could do to earn that.
Gaya nu tiasa urang adamel kanggo ngengingkeunana.
In humbleness of heart, we just must reach up and say thank you.
Dina karenana teh urang kedah nyaketan Yesus teras nyari satuhun Gusti.
I receive what you've done for me.
Dinampinaon anjeun proses pidamel kanggo abdi.
As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness.
Sapertos Musa ngaluhurkeun orai di padang gurun.
Even so was the Son of Man lifted up upon the cross.
Ya kitu putra manusia dipikahormat di luhureun salib.
That whoever believes.
Setiap jalmi nu percaya.
Would receive the life of God.
Bakal nampi kahirupan Allah.
Not just for forgiveness.
Kanes mung pangampura.
But for healing.
Tapi oge kawarasan.
We must preach that part of the gospel.
Urang kedah ngotbahkeun bagian Injil eta.
And as we share the word of God with people.
Sawatara urang ngadugikeun dawuhan Allah ka jalma rea.
Whether it is a pastor preaching from behind his pulpit.
Seorang pendeta khotbah di pengkeureun mimbarna.
Or whether you're sitting down with your neighbor in their house over a meal.
Saderek nuju salik sareng tetangga, saderek di lebet bumi maranehna saparantos tuang.
We need to preach Christ and him crucified.
Urang kedah ngotbahkeun Kristus sareng aranjeunna.
And God will use our words.
Allah bakal nganggo kata-kata urang.
To help the world see what Jesus has
done. Kanggo nulungan dunya ningali naon ku Yesus parantos pidamel.
He took their place.
Anjeunna ngagantikeun tempat maranehna.
He took their curse.
Anjeunna ngagantikeun kutuk maranehna.
He identified with sin and sickness.
Diidentifikasikeun kana dosa sareng penyakit.
So that they could go free.
Maranehna parantos dibebaskeun.
And when they will look.
Atos maranehna ningali.
Upon the crucified Christ.
Ka Kristus dinu salib.
Faith will rise up in their hearts.
Iman aya dina hate maranehna.
And they will be able to receive what God is doing.
Maranehna bakal nampi anu ku Allah parantos pidamel.
I want to talk to you for a moment.
Abdi hayang nyarios ka saderek.
If you're listening to me.
Abdi saderek nuju ngadangukeun abdi.
And you're sick in your physical body.
Awak saderek nyeri.
I want to pray for you.
Abdi bade ngadoakeun saderek.
Realize what Jesus Christ has done.
Sadar nu Yesus Kristus parantos pidamel kaung saderek.
You cannot earn it, you cannot merit it.
Saderek tiasa ngusahakeun, saderek tiasa masihan.
In humility you can just receive it.
Karenana teh saderek mung tiasa nampi.
Right now I pray for you.
Ayeuna oge abdi ngadoakeun saderek.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Di lebet jenengan Gusti Yesus Kristus.
I pray that the life of God would flow into your spirit and into your body.
Abdi ngadoa supaya sirup Allah baris ngalir ka lebet.
I pray that from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, life would come.
Dengan doa ngawitan di luhurun mastak kadugi kasampan saderek.
As you put your trust in the sacrifice of Jesus.
Atau saderek mempercayakan diri saderek karena pengorbanan Yesus.
May your sins be forgiven.
Dosa saderek bakal diampura.
May your sicknesses be healed.
Penyakit saderek didamangkeun.
And may God receive
glory. Tawios Allah nampi kemuliaan.
What you have received from God.
Naon syukura derek parantos tampi.
Go and share with
them. Mangga miang sareng dugikeun ka jalma sareng.
There's a world around us that is dying.
Aya di dunya di sakuliah urang anu bakal binasa.
They need to hear the message of what Jesus Christ.
Maranehna kadang-kadang amanat ngeunaan naon Yesus Kristus parantos pidamel.
Share it with compassion.
Bagi eta pinuh welas asih.
Share it with zeal.
Bagikeun eta pinuh samangat.
And God will work.
Allah nu didamel.
God bless you as you obey the Lord.
Gusti ngberkahan saderek waktu saderek ngantosan pangeran. Amin.